What I did see yesterday was just get your thoughts on this early Kingy, Jack Riewoldt signing on with the Tigers.
Yes.
Basically makes him a Tiger for life. Tiger fans rejoicing, Jack rejoicing. It's a good time to be a good player, Kingy.
It's a great time. Agency. And it's a great time to be a good club. Richmond, they're answering every challenge at the moment, aren't they, in terms of list management. Mm. If they can just land one at the end of the year. They need a midfielder just to catapult them into the top four. They just lack a fraction of depth at the moment, just quality in that midfield. If they could lure one out of the GWS, that maybe one we don't even know yet, maybe yep. one that's in the reserves, they're all that first round glut of talent they've got stuck in the reserves up there. If they can get one of them home or lure one of them out of there, trade their way in, they'll become a force to Tigers. They've done it beautifully. And they've got a coach now that they are supporting 100%, even through the tough times, like the start of this year, the first probably 6 weeks of this year.
Yeah, very tough time.
So they're a settled pressure. Club. They're a settled. Why would Jack want to leave? I mean, he's ridden the pain, isn't he? He's ridden out the pain, and he's, you know, he was there back with Terry's days when we weren't winning too often, and then things have turned for them. So why would you want to leave?
If you ask most footy, no, this is a general statement, but if you ask me, who represents the emotion and the real attachment to the Richmond Footy Club from the current playing list, I would say Jack Riewoldt would be number one.
Kids love him too.
Everyone loves Jack.
Kids love him. I think for years the Richmond fans would go just to watch Richo. If they won, it was nearly a bonus.
Yep.
The show that Richo put on, the emotional roller coaster you were part of, you felt part of it. He could mark the ball in the goal square and you never wrote it in your book. He could mark it 55 out and knock it through and you say he's a star. He can do anything, this guy. And then 5 minutes later, it disappoints you. But you rode the whole game with him. You felt like you were part of the journey.
Fans like that.
Jack's
like
a bit the same.
Game.
He's a bit the same, isn't he?
Yep.
But we haven't seen that lately. We haven't seen...
Much more settled.
Emotional Jack. And maybe...
We saw mature Richo too come in late.
Richo has always been...
to the heart of the whole game. Not just Tiger fans. Everyone loved Richo.
He nearly won the Brownlow that year.
That was one of the great moments in footy, I reckon.
If he had found a way.
That count was awesome.
I knew his last two games were shizen. That was the really disappointing part. It's like I knew the finish to the story.
Yeah.
Brownlow, not. You don't want to know the finish to the story. Jack's. It's great to see him sign. Big money, though. They are attracting big money now, particularly goal kickers.
But that's fair enough, considering the scarcity of the goals. These days, Kingy, we thought we'd get more scoring this year. We haven't got that yet. No. So if you can kick a goal, if you hit the scoreboard regularly, and he's kicked 357 goals since the start of 2010, Jack. That's 70 a year.
Only one person's kicked more.
Who's that?
Lance.
Is that Lance?
Since 2010.
Well, there you go. Then he's worth every dollar he gets at the Tigers. Great news for them. Yesterday,